Grace is a definer. Grace is a silencer. Grace is contagious. Grace is an enabler. Grace is an enforcer. And grace is a game changer. Be enlightened as you listen and receive grace to enforce your divine mandate in your lifetime. God richly bless you. And now, receive the ministry of Reverend Dr. Oheniba Boydum, Premier Pastor of the Jesus Generation Ministries, Radiant Chapel.
I'm speaking on the mandate, the place, and grace. And grace. Say the mandate. Oh, I can't hear you. Say the mandate. The place.
Ebiano
and grace. These three things I want to teach you how you'll be able to find yourself in that place of productivity and fulfillment. The mandate upon your life is your assignment. It is an official order or a commission to do something by God. So everybody in this life has an assignment. Even if your mother tells you that she had you out of wedlock when she was working somewhere, God still has a purpose for you. And I'm praying that by the time we are done with this, that you will be able to know and discover your mandate and then know the other two things I want to teach you about. If you discover your assignment and you stay within the prescribed area God has for you, you receive enough varieties of grace to fulfill your destiny. I say if you discover your mandate or your assignment, and you can stay in the place that God has prescribed for you. If you won't stay in anybody's place but in your own place, you will not give money to get grace. You will not sow seed to get grace. Grace will automatically follow you.
I don't know.
Grace will automatically follow you.
I don't know.
Charismatism today has become twisted. Sometimes it appears you have to give a certain offering and go and do some work somewhere for some man of God before grace can come upon you. So what we find is that sometimes people begin to kiss the shoes of men of God. People begin to kiss the rings of men of God. There is nothing in doing that. If you want to receive grace, you need to discover your assignment. And then you need to find the place that God has prescribed for you. When you look at those two things, grace is automatic. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a mandate on your head. There is a mandate on your head. Lift up your right hand and say, there is a mandate. You need to have some expectancy to receive. I'm telling you, the mandate
I said there be
on my head.
I want my brother also.
This mandate
I said there
is older than you. He says before you were born, he knew you. He says before you, your mother was pregnant with you, he knew you. Before your father met your mother, God knew you. The reason why you exist today, The reason why you were born today is older than your date of birth. There is a mandate, there is an office, there is a vacancy. And God was looking for a man or a woman to do that assignment. And so God decided to form somebody as a specific answer to that assignment. God made you as an answer. You are an answer to a specific problem. Say, I am an answer to a specific problem. Say, I am not a mistake. I am an answer. So you were born for a reason. And I'm saying that reason is older than you. He said, before your mother became pregnant, I knew you. And I had prepared a certain office for you to fit in. So there is a certain assignment that you were specifically born to do. You are God's answer to a specific problem. You are God's answer to a specific issue in life. If you can find that issue, and you can stay in the place that God shows you, you will receive so much grace, people will begin to talk about you. Paul said unto Archippus, he said in Colossians 4:17, he said, take heed to the ministry that you have received, that you will be able to fulfill it. The ministry you have is a mandate. There is a certain specific office that God was looking for somebody to fill, and that is why your mother gave birth to you. And Paul is saying that be careful that you fulfill this assignment. Be careful that you can fulfill this mandate. God has formed you for a certain mandate. That is why sometimes, when you are there, you feel people telling you that Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse number 9. He said, then I said, I will not make mention of him anymore. Now will I speak anymore of his name? And when he said that, he said, but his word was in my heart. It was like a fire that was burning inside me. It was shut up in my bones. And I could not keep quiet, so I had to speak. And a man that is connected to his assignment cannot be quiet about the mandate. Then like Jeremiah, we said that we cannot keep quiet about this assignment. For it is like fire in my bones. You have an assignment. And I'm praying for you now that the grace of God shall locate you tonight, so that you'll be able to fulfill that assignment in the name of Jesus. Sometimes the mandate comes with struggles. Sometimes the mandate comes with issues.
Jeremiah said,
I do not know how to speak.
Minim kasa.
I am but a child.
Meye abofra.
When God called Jeremiah, he was 17 years.
Abe when yamefre Jeremiah no nu edi enfie dun
so. He started shaking and he was questioning many things.
Enti na opopo na obisan sembebre.
Listen, when God told him that I have called you, he said, Master, I cannot speak. The very assignment that God had for him was the very place that he had the greatest weakness. Because he was a prophet. So his voice was needed for his mandate. There are many children born today. Many children born in this generation who are prophets and oracles of God, and they have silenced their voice at birth. I am talking about medical conditions that have been slapped on children that they cannot speak. And we have accepted it, but some of the people out there and myself know that this is a demonic force trying to seize the destinies of certain children. Almost every child who has an assignment with his voice and lips is attacked. The enemy knew. Look at Moses. Moses had an assignment.
Moses,
his destiny was tied to his speech. But it was in the same speech that the enemy decided to touch him. So Moses could not speak. And God said to him, don't worry, I have created the mouth, I have created those that speak, I will be with you. Can I prophesy to some thousand people listening to me right now? That if there is any weakness in the place of your destiny, may the hand of God strengthen you now.
May
the hand of God strengthen you now. In the name of Jesus. When Jeremiah said he could not speak, something happened. The Lord said something to him in the verse number 8 and 9. The very thing that Satan has touched, God is about to remove that obstacle from there. Listen, I have seen many children with great destinies silenced at birth. They did not have discerning parents. They didn't have discerning parents who were spiritual. Can I prophesy to some fathers now? That may you not fail your children. May you not fail your children. Amen. May you not fail your home. May you not fail your children.
Amen.
I tell you that when the enemy touches the mouth of a child, that child has a great destiny with the mouth. The Lord said to Jeremiah, don't be afraid. Don't say you were a child.
Men kasa we abofra.
And then God stretched his hand. God stretched forth his hand and touched his mouth. God is about to stretch forth his hand to the area of your problem. He said, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Preacher, counselor, teacher, prophet, apostle, you won't need to concoct words to say. The words are put in your mouth already. The words are put in your mouth already. This is great. grace.
Wey ene atom.
This is grace.
Wey ene atom.
Because the man had a weakness.
Esanse na papa no ewo honamre.
For every assignment there is a given grace for it.
Na atuma de bia de bese won sa no atom bi wo ho a wo de beye.
The first grace is an enabling grace, a grace which enables you to do something.
Na atuma edikan no ene atuma ebo wo ma wutumi ye bibi.
When you are weak in certain things, that grace of God will enable you. Jeremiah said, I cannot speak. God said, I have touched your mouth. Now you will speak. Jeremiah in this room, whom God has called that he's afraid because he cannot speak well.
I prophesy
through Apocalypse that God will grant you grace for that area. This grace of God can enable you to do what you could not do. This grace of God will grant you what you did not have. The Bible says in Ruth chapter 4 verse number 13, the New Living Translation, he says, then God enabled Ruth to conceive and bring forth a child.
Now Ruth woman I know or say na Ewurde eboa Ruth ema ne nyinsan ye na owo baba ema.
Ruth had been in a place for 10 years in a marriage for 10 years with that child.
Now Ruth na owo aware mu enfie du abofra bi empie.
She moved into another phase that I'll be telling you later, that God himself decided to enable, to help Ruth. Today I prophesy to somebody
and
with a
witness,
with a desire, what? That God shall enable you to achieve that thing you want to achieve. Whatever was lacking in your life, receive grace to do it now. The Bible says, so then it is not of him that willeth, neither is it of him that runneth, but it is of God that showeth mercy. This mercy there means help. This message there is help.
And
the enforcing of your divine mandate, God will give you help. He said, it is not of him that wills. It is not of him that willeth, but it is of God that showeth mercy. Lift up your right hand and say, God, show me mercy. Lift up your right hand and say, God, show me mercy. Then there is another grace. The first one is the enabling grace. The second grace is a hastening grace. A hastening grace. The Lord said to Jeremiah, I
can
see I have enabled you now.
Your
human frailty is overcome by the touch of the divine. Now I want you to see something. Jeremiah 1:10-11, the Lord said, what do you see? He said, I see an almond tree, an almond branch. The Lord said, you have seen well. Tonight, when you enter that place, God will show you a vision.
And I
you will see, God will show you a vision tonight. And then the Lord will tell you that you have seen well. Look at a God who wants to do something for his child. The child said, I do not know how to speak. He said, I have touched you. You can speak now.
He said,
now I want you to look at something. Just look at the picture. What can you see? He said, I can see a tree. He said, that's all I want you to see. You have fulfilled the requirement. I will hasten my word concerning your life to perform. Can I stay there a little bit? May you receive the hastenings of the Lord. May you receive the hastenings of the Lord. May you receive the hastenings of the Lord. This is not a motorcade leading a V8. This is Yahweh hastening to reach and to bring your vision and mandate to pass. Are you with me?
Yahweh.
This is Yahweh hastening to bring his vision to pass. Are you with me? Are you with me? Isaiah 60 verse number 22, he says that a little one shall become a thousand. A small one shall become a great nation. He said, I, the Lord, I will hasten this to pass, to come to pass. So, a dupe bia, and yet the power ding, and a dupe kenya, and the edu, bia, a person edu, a dupe bia, a radi in Kenya, and a petayang, a few bia, a yawang, a kodupe bia, a du. I prophesy to thousand people listening to me online that the hastenings of God is about to move you into a prophetic destiny. Is about to move you into a great place in the name of Jesus. Shout and receive it. Shout and receive it. That is the mandate. There is a mandate on your head. There is a mandate. You were born. You see, you are the answer. When you find your place, they will salute you. I'm telling you, there is a mandate, and that mandate has a specific place. One day, Hagar was very tired. She thought the mother had abused her too much. She left the house of Abraham. On her way going, the angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar and said, where are you going, Sarah's maid? There is a certain mandate that heaven knows you by. Don't escape that mandate. Don't escape that mandate. She said, I am fed up of being Sarah's handmaid. I am fed up of being Sarah's servant. And she was running away from a certain place. On her way, the angel of the Lord met her and said, Sarah's maid, where are you going? The mandate on your head is known in heaven. You are a prophet. You are a prophet. You are an apostle. You are a world changer. You are a kingdom financier. There is a certain mandate on your head. Don't escape it. What did the angel of the Lord tell Hagar? He said, go back to that place. Say the place. Oh, say the place. Say the place. There is a certain place for your fruitfulness. There is a certain place for your optimum growth. Baby, why a radiation set? I want a nipem and in yan semua. Say, would do ya why competition? When you find this place, there is no competition. He said, go back to that place. For in that place, I will bless you. One came and go. One came and cry. So there is a mandate. You need to find it. There's a reason. Say there's a reason. You need to discover the mandate, and then you need to come to the place. There is a place. There is a place. I want to preach that one to you. You see, if you don't enforce your mandate, you will delay your own manifestation. And when you delay your own manifestation, God will replace you. Jesus Christ walked on this earth. And then they asked him, how should we pray? He said, in praying, you need to enforce the mandate. Say the mandate. There is a heavenly will for every earthly disposition there is. Osoro, ewo nimdiye bi fa adie biara ekoso wa asasi so. There is. So he said in Matthew chapter 6, he said, you will pray like this. Acknowledge that there is a Father in heaven, our Father who is in heaven. Worship him, hallowed be thy name. And then be in anticipation of his kingdom, thy kingdom come. And then speak an enforcement of the divine decree on the terrestrial. Say that, God, let the supernatural come upon my natural. Let the heavenly come upon the earthly. Let the celestial come upon the terrestrial. Let the empyrean come upon the carnal. Oh God, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah. Two different wills. This is Jesus saying that when you pray, tell him that nitrimupo awo wama wo ebra wo 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 no satrimupo no embremu. There is a heavenly will. There is a divine will.
So thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven means thy will be done in my life as it is in heaven. Your will be done in my marriage as you have planned in heaven. Your will be done in my ministry as you have planned in heaven. Your will be done in my finances as you have planned in heaven. Not even my will, yours. This is what Jesus was saying. There is always a heavenly will, and then there is your will, and then there's a demonic will. But Jesus said, enforce the will of God over any other will. Tonight, you will enforce this mandate. Oh Jerusalem, how often I wanted to gather you as a hen gathers its chickens, but ye would not. Yeah. I would have gathered you to myself, but you would not. Yeah. There is a heavenly will. And God has positioned people to help enforce these mandates in our lives. No, there are people. There are people. So he said again, Oh Jerusalem, the city that kills its prophets and stones those which are sent to them. Why is he linking the stoning of sent men to the enforcing of a heavenly will? God will always send certain men to help enforce his mandate over your life. God will always do that. God will always do this. That is why he said, many are called, but few are chosen. It's not a negative statement. Among the many who have been called by God, God will select some few out of them to be able to enforce the divine mandate for your life. In that case, ye are called, but I am chosen for this assignment. Many are called, few are chosen. There is a heavenly will. He said, I want to gather you, but I say you will not. And then there is a place when you discover your heavenly will, you will be very careful about the place to be. The angel said to Hagar, go back to that place, for there I will bless you. There is a place. Luke chapter 1, verse number 15, 16, 17. Luke 1, 15, 17, that was Zacharias and Elizabeth. They had waited on God for so long. And then God gave them a child. They could not have children for many years. Listen. And God said, okay, I also have a certain assignment. Listen. God, before you were formed, I knew you. That mandate is older than you. It is predetermined. I mean, at the end of the day, the person we know, not a year, quite baby, I ever or so. What's that? I said, I'm a two, I'm in here. Not me, your baby. But my question is that, why did God bypass the prophets? In that city in Bethel, there was a priest there called Amaziah. Why did God bypass Amaziah? Why did God bypass the prophets? Why did he bypass the prophet's sons? I have news for somebody who is being suppressed somewhere that, hey, it is not by might, it is not by power, it is by his spirit, saith the Lord. You can't be suppressed. You cannot be kept down. Amos 7:14. He said, then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, where the prophet, the priest said to him that, you Amos, the seer, go, flee to the land of Judah. Kalabayade. Yeah, so the priest came with an assignment, announcement. And then he said that, don't prophesy in this place, for this is the king's place. Now flee to Judah. Go there and prophesy. Go there and eat your bread. What the priest was thinking, he thought that Amos was in the prophetic ministry for food. He thought that Amos was there to eat bread. He said, flee, go to your house and there eat bread. We are not of the generation of prophets that prophesy because of money. There is a mandate. And then there is a place. When John the Baptist was born to Zacharias and Elizabeth, he said, he shall not drink strong wine. No razor shall touch his hand. He shall not do this. He shall not do this. When the boy grew and discovered the mandate, he realized that if he lived among young men on the street, he was likely to drink wine. I finished the mandate. Now I'm at the place. So, he said, because of this, Luke chapter 1, verse number 80, John the Baptist left to the wilderness. And there, look, your father may be the one that showed you the mandate. Your mother may be the one that heard from the angel and said that the angel said, I should tell you that don't drink this, don't do that. But you need to come to the terms of the mandate yourself. And when you realize that the place is not by your father, you have to move. John the Baptist knew that even though it was his father that initiated him, he knew that the place was not by his father. He walked straight to the wilderness. Luke chapter 1 verse number 80. He said, and John remained in the wilderness. He grew and waxed strong in the desert till the day of his manifestation. You cannot escape the place. For it is in that place that you will receive grace to be manifested. If John remained on the streets of Zacharias' house, John would have never been manifested to Israel. But because John entered into that place, I've already done it. There is a place. There is a place. And when you find that place, you will discover grace. When you come to that place, see, when you discover purpose, eh? When Moses was running away from Pharaoh, he had his rod in his hand. The same rod. But when he discovered his mandate, and then he saw that after discovering mandate, that same rod in his hand could part the Red Sea, could turn into snakes, could command miracles. He said, ah, but this rod has been with me all this while. You see, the day you discover your purpose and your mandate, miracles automatically follow you. Mark chapter 16:17 said, these signs shall follow them that believe. There is a realm where you get to that producers will come and look for you for your music. There is a realm where you get to the same music you've been singing. When you sing in church, people are sleeping. When you sing in church, people are like, what are they doing? Look at them. Don't worry. When you discover mandate and come to the place, people will travel from countries to come and hear you sing. I have news for you. When you come to that place, miracles follow automatically. Automatically. Ruth, how many years was she with Mahlon? 10 years. A marriage of 10 years in a bad place called Moab. The Bible says there was no fruitfulness. But watch this. When Ruth changed her place and relocated to another place, when she got there and joined to another man who was not cursed like Mahlon, the Bible says automatically the thing she had been doing for 10 years without result, when she did it once, heaven decided to support her. Adiana wayano in field two. And na conference yimu. As for Yehovah, empeja wunsi baby pa. No adiwisi sa baby pa noa. E in sanctuary ni ebedi wetsi. What? Let me ask you a question. What business has God, when a man and a woman are sleeping, to go and help the woman to conceive? The moment Ruth located into this special place, the Bible says the thing she had been trying for 10 years, when she tried it once, all heaven moved and said, help her. I prophesy to somebody who has been going in circles for so long that after this great grace conversion, heaven will move to support you. Heaven will move to support you. Heaven will move to support you. You have to come to that place. Tell somebody, move to your place. Move to your place. If we find our place, when you know your place, you can't be competed with. Your place is not your father's place. Your place was not your father's place. Your ministry is not your father's ministry. Your grace is not the grace of your father. There is a divinely allocated place for you. You need to find it. In that place, God said to Hagar, go back there. For that is where the blessing is. Joshua chapter 1. Listen to something. You'll be surprised. Verse number 1-5. Joshua 1:1-5. Read from the screen.
Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my son, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan.
Therefore, arise and what?
Go over this Jordan.
Go. Somebody say, go.
Go.
Somebody say, go.
Go.
Do you know that problem? When Moses died, Joshua was tempted to remain where Moses landed, took them to. Listen, Joshua was tempted to remain where Moses took them. He was tempted to act like Moses. He was tempted to take a rod and stretch it toward the Jordan. He was tempted to do many, many things. Then God said to him and said, my son, your idol is dead, oh. That prophet, that your bishop, one day he will die. And if you have not developed the ability to hear from God, you'll be in trouble. God said to Joshua, the man is dead. Now therefore, arise and go. Go, go. Tell somebody, move to your place. Joshua wanted to remain in the place of Moses. God came to him and said, what are you doing here? He said, but this is why you were talking to him. This is why the miracles were saying. He said, no. Your territory is different. Your place is different. Your mandate is different. Hey. Arise and leave the territory of Moses. Leave this place where Moses was. Cross over this Jordan onto a place where I'll show you. There's a place. Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1. The Bible said that, and now God has said to Abraham, leave thy father's house, leave thy kindred, leave thy family into a place where I will show you. There are some separations, they are prophetic. They may be birthed by confusion, but they are prophetic. Yeah. I said, go! And then he said that, verse number 3, Joshua 1:3. If you read that scripture, you may think something. You look at it. He says, can we all read it together? One, go.
Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon,
there,
that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses.
Uh-huh. Now, this one, it didn't mean that Joshua should just get up and go anywhere and say that every place that the sole of my feet shall step, God has given to me. No. You won't be successful. You see, Joshua 1:3, you should read verse 4 before you read verse 3. So, it's Joshua 1:4-3. Because God had marked a territory for him. So he was telling him that, why are you staying where Moses brought you? You need to move to your territory. He said, daddy, where's my territory? He said, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even the great river Euphrates. He said that to the land of the Hittite and the great sea towards the setting of the sun. That whole area I have given to you. There is a place. Now when you discover that place, then you read verse 3, that everywhere in this territory that the sole of your feet shall step, there I have given to you. May you discover your place. May you discover your place. May you discover your place. Elimelech left a place where God had destined that he should be. And there, when he left, he died. His two children died. Why? Because grace was not available because it was misplaced. Whenever you are misplaced, grace will not be available for you. He said, from the Euphrates to this wilderness, to the land of the Hittite, to the Red Sea, in that place, anywhere you step. But there is a place. It's a marked territory. Now listen, he said, verse number 5. This, he said what? He said, now when you find yourself in this place, what will happen?
There shall not any man be able to stand before
thee. Competition is removed when you enter the place of your divine mandate. He said, when you are in that place, no man shall be able to stand before you. No man. The reason why you are enduring unnecessary battles is that you have not removed to the place of your mandate. You are sharing somebody's land. Tell the next person, move to your place.
Move to your place.
Tell them, move to your prophetic place.
Move to your prophetic place.
Yeah. The reason why there are too many battles is that you have not been moved to your place. And I prophesy to 5,000 people listening to me that you should move to your place. And then finish it. What did he say? You'll be surprised.
Before the all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses.
See. He said what? No, I want to hear you. What's it here?
Before the all the days of thy
life. No, I want that part.
As I was with Moses.
One, go.
As I was with Moses,
so I will be with thee.
I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Not you. Winter was it? Was he asked me, boy? Man of God. God did not tell Joshua, where I was with Moses, there I will be with you. He said, where I was with Moses. No. He didn't tell him that where I was with Moses, that is the same place I'll be with you. He said, send me na mene de wo ewa non so ne territory bulu. Sa na mene won so ebe wo ewa won so wo be a midi ama wumu. Let you. Or say, I will not leave you like Moses have left you. I will not forsake you like Moses has forsaken you. I prophesied to a young prophet, a young minister, a young lady,
amen,
that God is not going to meet you where he met your father.
Amen.
God will meet you in your territory.
Amen.
God will meet you in your territory. He did not say where I was with Moses. He said, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Don't take unnecessary battles on yourself. One man that took unnecessary battles on himself because he didn't understand the place. I spoke about the mandate already. I spoke about grace, an enabling grace and a hastening grace. And now I'm talking about the place. And I've spoken to you about Ruth. I've spoken to you about Joshua. God said to him, as I was, not where I was with Moses. It is not where I was with Moses, I will be with you. It is as I was with Moses, I will be with you. You need to discover your place, and the modus of relationship will come to you also. Not until you find a place, you will not get great grace. There is a place. There is a place. One day Moses said to God, you should show me your glory. He said, if you see me, you will die. He said, I still want you to show me your glory. Exodus 33. And then the Lord said, there is a place by my side. There is a place. I will hide you there and cover you with my hand. Don't fight unnecessary battles. Don't fight unnecessary battles. Genesis chapter 26, verse number 15. Isaac had prospered. Isaac prospered so much. And then he became very foolish. He decided to go and dig everywhere that his father dug in his days. He went there. Everywhere that his father dug. Then he went there and started digging them. Verse number 18. The Bible says that his servants went to dig the first well, which Abraham had dug. And when even your father, Abraham, Papa, too, Abraham, you see Abraham. When now would he have done that? But you know, when he dug the first well, they took it from him. They struggled with him. Then he dug the second well. And then also much freed in some. Now what kind of Bible now? What two Isaac and what two sitting on? Where move you? For Kunan Wojina, what two Wayna Yajian and Odanino and what two Bakubium? Because he said, when he removed from there and dug again, and till say we fear ni papa territory, I will move back on one place. Now we two amenafu frodo. And when the Bible said, "Obi ani the nearest ye," and he called that place Rehoboth. And we say, "For now, the Lord has made room for us." When you discover your place, Obi shasi asham come that God has made room for us. You see, the Isaac was his father's battle, but he was fighting it. Sitna was his father's battle, but he was fighting it. Till he removed to a place. Tonight, I want you to know that if you discover the mandate and then you will move to this place, God will surprise you. Do you know that it was till he removed to Rehoboth and dug a well that the Lord appeared to him in a vision? So a bra woman in India chain our well back on a radiant done the wedding. You see, Theo, God is not speaking now because you are not in your place. God is speaking at your place and you are not there. So he was fighting the battles of Isaac and he was fighting the battles of Sitna, and God was standing there still speaking and he could not hear till he decided to remove. Sometimes the struggle is good for you. Sometimes the contention is good for you so that you not stay at the place of comfort, but you remove into another place. And when you get there, the Lord spoke to him that night. Then he dug a well. There is a mandate. There is a place. You need to come to this place. It is in this place. Ruth came to this place. And when she came, God helped her. God will help you. There are many people here. You are 40. You are 50. You are 35. You still don't know. You don't know the mandate. Please lift up your hands. Pray one prayer. Everybody. Say it after me. Everybody. Be a many. Oh God, open my eyes. Tonight, let me know the mandate. Let me know the place. Let me know the assignment.